Even the most stalwart Republican will concede that the GOP is suffering a crisis of leadership. With the defeat of John McCain in the presidential race and Democratic gains in the House and Senate, the question is, who's going to lead the party as it tries to reinvent itself? Some suggest it should be the leader of a previous Republican revolution, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. And Mr. Gingrich joins us now to discuss the future of the GOP. Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Well, I know you have said that you don't want to be chairman of the RNC, but there's been something of a draft Newt movement in the party. What would it take to lure you in?
Oh, I think it's probably impossible. I'm spending my time on two major projects, the Center for Health Transformation, which is developing a totally new health-based health reform approach to how we think about health reform in America, and American Solutions, the organization which launched the Drill Here, Drill Now, Pay Less petition drive, and which is launching a series of projects, including repealing the Sarbanes-Oxley regulatory bill and moving towards a zero capital gains and 12% corporate income tax rate strategy for economic growth. And I wouldn't want to divert my time and energy away from these two very, very important initiatives, because I think they're actually, I think we need new ideas much more dramatically and much more deeply than we need just organizational leadership at the RNC.
Yeah. During a meeting of Republican governors in Miami this week, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said that voters fired us with cause. Would you agree with him?
Yeah, I think that's right. And if you'll notice, by the way, governors had a very different experience. Governor Mitch Daniel, for example, was reelected by a 20-point margin in Indiana, while Senator McCain was losing the state by a narrow margin, and has to raise the question, you know, what is it that Mitch Daniel was doing right? And if you look, for example, for people who are worried about economic growth, both Indiana under Mitch Daniel and Utah under Governor John Huntsman have the lowest unemployment rate in their regions. And it's probably worth Washington looking at what is it they're doing right. Well, they're cutting spending. They're cutting taxes. They have an attitude that is favorable to business rather than trying to harass it and destroy it. And as a result, they've both done very well in creating jobs for their citizens and in increasing the tax base of the state by a bigger economy.
Well, it was also pointed out this week in Miami that the party is ill-suited to serve a changing America, is how it was described there. So what do Republicans need to do to attract a more diverse group of voters? And should that be a focus of the party's attention?
Well, I think the word you used is very important in terms of serving a changing America. I think what Republicans have to do more than anything else is care about the entire country and be willing to show up and offer better solutions. I mean, if you look at Detroit, a city which has dropped from 1,800,000 people and the highest per capita income in America to a city of less than 900,000. Think of that. Less than half the housing stock in Detroit is needed. And it's now number 62 in per capita income. I think you can make a good argument that the current Democratic politics of Detroit have been a disaster for the human beings, for the people who are trapped in that system. But no Republicans in the middle of that fight, you know, making the case that there's a better future and there's a way to solve the problem. And I think you've got to start by being willing to go out and actually represent everyone everywhere.
Well, certainly one thing that the election showed was that there are some divisions within this party. I mean, how do you go about reconciling those divisions for the future?
Well, you may not be able to, but remember, you have the gap between Nancy Pelosi and the politics of San Francisco and a congressman who is an NFL football player, fundamentalist Christian, life member NRA Democrat from Western North Carolina. That gap is fully as big as any gap in the Republican Party. That is the fact that in America you have to manage coalitions. A New England Republican Party will be different in tone and in issues that it focuses on than a Republican Party in Georgia or Texas. And our national leadership has to grow up and recognize that we need the whole country, and we need strong, aggressive Republican parties in all 50 states, not just in the ones that are easy, you know, the so-called red states. I think a base-focused plan, a base mobilization plan, is inherently a strategy for self-destruction.
You know, at the governor's meeting, there were names like Palin, Jindal, Crist coming up as the rising stars. Are there other figures out there, less prominent, who are poised to?
Sure. They're both rising stars among the governors, and you've named three of them. And Haley Barbour, who is already a star, but is nonetheless a very creative national leader in his own right, would certainly be in that kind of league. Mark Sanford of South Carolina, who just took over the Republican Governors Association, will be in that league. Governor Perry in Texas. But in addition, there are stars in the Congress. I think as the administration leaves town and as people begin to look directly at the Republicans in Congress, you're going to find in the House members like Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy and Eric Cantor, who are clearly the next generation of leaders with big ideas, with real creativity.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gingrich. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us this morning. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.